T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Coming to you from Sun Chevy in McMurray, it's Cook and Pony. This comes from an article that ranks game day experiences. Average price of a beer and hot dog at Heinz Field last year, $8 a beer. Hot dogs went for $5.25, so for a beer and a hot dog, $13.25 at Heinz Field last year. At the Falcons' new stadium, that would have cost you $7.
Ooh, that's so almost half as much. Yep.
Almost double.
So that's a big, significant difference.
So the Falcons have dropped prices. The Ravens have followed. In terms of what you do when you go to a Steelers game, do you just deal with the high prices and pay them, or does it keep you from spending money on food and beer and drinks when you go to games? 412-928-9370. That's 412-928-9370. And if they lowered the prices, would you be more likely or more inclined to go to a game? Here is Steven. He's on the fan. Hi, Steven.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, man.
I might just have a different perspective on it. I'm actually out of Richmond, Virginia. It's kind of
okay.
Go to one game a year with my dad. It's kind of a fatherly trip me and him do every year, and been going ever
right.
since 2012. And I mean, the pricing hasn't ever really bothered us too much. I mean, maybe it's just one of the things where, I mean, like I said, we're going once a year. Not something we're spending a whole bunch of money on a year.
Yeah, I'm going to let you go, Steve, because your phone's breaking up. But I think that's one of the things that professional sports teams and really any venue that puts on a major event, whether it's a concert or a game, I think that's what they take advantage of. Is that, number one, they restrict what you can take into the game, into the show. And then also they try to get you to rationalize spending more than you should. Like, well, I only do this once a year, so even though
it's my special day out.
Even though I'm spending two or three times what I usually do, well, it's worth it because the memory I'm going to create today is priceless, and therefore I don't really care how much I'm going to end up spending on food and drink. But it really shouldn't be that way. I mean, it is becoming a very competitive marketplace in terms of getting fans to games. In terms of getting them to go through the hassle.
Because it's too much. It's too easy to watch at home.
Right. So, you know, they're not going to lower the ticket prices because there's demand for tickets. Even though the Steelers' attendance has gone down a little bit, there's still a lot of demand for season tickets. And for 90% of the regular season games, there's a lot of demand for those tickets, too.
I wonder if that's everywhere, though, Andrew. I don't believe that it is. I think this is a great football market. Ever since the 70s, the Steelers have owned this town, basically. I don't know that there's as much demand now as there used to be. And I think it's a problem for every organization and every sport. How do you get people to keep coming to the games? You better come up with some ideas because it's too easy to stay at home.
Yeah, on that point, Ron, like, I don't think the Steelers would be wise or smart to say, well, we're the Steelers, so people are going to come regardless. We can charge pretty much whatever we want, and we're never gonna have to deal with the consequences of that. If we want to price gouge and make you feel like you're getting ripped off, you'll do it because, you know, your love of coming to games is basically unconditional. No, I don't think it's that way.
I don't either.
Here is Brett. He's on the fan. Hi, Brett.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hey.
Hey, just want to make a couple quick points for you. I mean, I'm a Michigan transplant, so I don't really have the, you know, lifetime allegiance to the Pittsburgh sports scene. But I will say this, a couple points to bring up. The first thing that came to mind for me I will not go out of my way to eat at the ballpark. I go there for an experience, and I will try to, with my family, and bring a quarter of the kids to the game. It's going to be costly enough, so I won't make an extra effort to eat at the ballpark or at the football game. But, you know, the comparison I was going to make was, like, say, for instance, the Masters. The Masters is one of the most prestigious golf tournaments, but they go out of their way to actually lower the concession prices there to kind of, because they know they're going to make money on, souvenirs and things like that, and the tickets to give their place. They go out of their way to make it even lower price for people to buy things to eat there. I thought that was one point that I was going to bring up. And secondly,
That's true. Like, if you go to the Masters, sandwiches are $1.50, drinks are $1.
I've never been there.
Yeah.
Always wanted to, never been there.
And that's because, like, they're not looking to make every penny from the event. They're already getting, you know, a huge check from CBS and ESPN.
Well, haven't they limited their advertisers?
And yes.
It's not like they sell out every minute on the broadcast.
Yeah, they have not sold out. They're one of the few sporting events or tournaments or leagues that hasn't just given in every conceivable way.
A tradition unlike any other, right? And now what they like to bill themselves as?
What else you got, Brett? Anything else?
Yeah, the second thing I was going to bring up, a couple years ago, and I don't think it has picked up a league lot in the baseball scene, where teams would, like the Cleveland Indians, I know they moved up the start time for games to like 6 o'clock, which to me is a way for you to almost force you to have to buy your dinner at the game. A reason for them doing that is to get you to the ballpark earlier and really kind of help. Thing for them is to kind of lure you to buy more.
Yeah, the Indians' argument for that was during the school year, April, May, and September, they thought that if they moved up the start of the games, families would be more inclined to take their kids to the ballpark.
It's a hard situation because you're not going to please everybody. Some people will tell you they can't get from work to the game by 6 o'clock. They'd rather be 7. Other people, like you said, they'd rather get home earlier because they kids or they got to get up and go to work the next day. There's no perfect time.
So if you want a beer and a hot dog at Heinz Field this year, it's going to cost you about $14. At the Atlanta Falcons' new stadium, total, it's $7. And they found that by charging a lower price, they made more money. And so I'm curious, for people that go to Steelers games, if you refrain from eating and drinking because the prices are too high, do you eat and drink beforehand? Do you just suck it up and do it anyways because it's a night out and it's only 8 times a year and you don't care. You want a beer, you'll pay $15 for it. 412-928-9370. Would the lower concession prices get you to more games? At 412-928-9370. It's Cook and Pony.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.